It's Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And since it's Thursday, we welcome in once again Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hi, Lucretia.
Hello.
So today you want to talk about precautions having to do with the Delta variant surge and some more zip code data about vaccination levels across the county.
Yes. So we are definitely seeing a surge in numbers here in this community. We're doing a lot of testing, and thank you to everyone who's coming through and getting tested. If you have any type of symptom at all, please get yourself tested, whether it's here or with your healthcare provider or with one of the, you know, at-home test kits. We're seeing definitely a rise in numbers, even amongst our staff. We have some staff out. It has not been workplace transmission. We're able to have it traced back to social activities. So I want to just caution people about gatherings, even outdoor. If you're gathering with people who are not vaccinated or you are in indoor gatherings, these seem to be causes for infection and transmission. And we've had a number of reports across the county for restaurant transmission. So in my opinion, indoor dining is something that we should avoid at this point. Make sure that you're wearing your masks in any indoor activities. And remember that in all healthcare facilities, including Mendocino Coast Clinics, we require masks. Sometimes it's hard to explain to people. We've had some pushback from some patients, and we will not allow you in for services if you are not wearing a mask. It is a hard and fast rule here with us. At the same time, we're trying to remember to be kind to everyone, especially frontline workers. Healthcare workers are really exhausted right now. There is a huge demand. We're backed up. I know patients are calling us for appointments and we're not able to get you in very fast. We are overwhelmed with the amount of need that there is out there for healthcare, both at our pediatric clinic and in adult medicine. So please be patient with our employees, patient with other healthcare, other frontline workers, grocery stores. You know, people are trying to meet our needs, and we're all feeling stressed. So we just want to remember to be kind to each other and have patience. We've got some good news in Fort Bragg. We are at 70.2% fully vaccinated and 78% with at least one vaccination. So that definitely has been moving. I know over the past month, we've done at least 700 vaccines through our tent and pop-up events that we've had. And we will be opening a vial of Pfizer today, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday, at about 1 o'clock each day. So if you just want, you know, have the chance to come by, we'll be here from 1 to 6 with some Pfizer vaccine available for anybody who stops by our tent. It's almost ready to expire, so we want to just pop the top open and hope that people will come get their vaccination. Little River is at 61.2% fully vaccinated and 67.7% with at least one dose. Albion is at 63.3% fully vaccinated and 72.2% with at least one dose. Mendocino is at 82% fully vaccinated and 90% with at least one dose. And Westport is at 86.2% fully vaccinated and 95.9% with at least one dose. And our two struggling communities, Casper is at 41.2% fully vaccinated with 45.9% at least one dose, and Elk at 38.5% fully vaccinated and 44% at least one dose. So even those communities, those numbers are going up. Across the county, we are at 66.6% fully vaccinated. All of these numbers are as of September 7th, and fully vaccinated is of the total eligible population, so of those of us that are 12 years and older. We expect that the 5 to 11-year-olds should be approved for vaccination by the end of the year, so it's still going to be a little while before we can get our little ones vaccinated.
All right. I suppose in a way it's disappointing. We got to wear those masks indoors again, but this Delta variant is very nasty, and put on your masks.
Exactly.
All right. Lucretia, thanks very much for being with us this morning here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.